Now let's lead off with Bloomington City Council members saying they welcome marijuana dispensaries in their city when recreational pot becomes legal January 1st. But as WGLT's Eric Sock explains, they are not ready to embrace cannabis cafes, saying they require more study.
Councilmember Julie Emig pointed to studies showing an increase in cannabis-related traffic crashes in states where it's been legalized.
I'm interested in learning more about recent technologies that are being developed to assess driver impairment. Furthermore, the legalization of cannabis is a paradigm shift for our community. I believe that on-site use will happen in time, just not today.
Councilmember Jen Carrillo, who backed on-site consumption, slammed the process, calling it compromise for the sake of compromise.
I think it embodies why people hate government and why they're so disengaged and resentful of politics.
Cinnamon Porter with the Black Lives Matter of Bloomington Normal says the ban against on-site consumption disproportionately impacts low-income residents who rent, and many may not be allowed to have cannabis on the property. She says the group will continue its lobbying efforts.
I would say to the council members who did not vote in support of the community that we know who you are, and we'll see you election time.
Councilmember Scott Black vowed the council will revisit the issue by next summer once the city begins to see the impact the new cannabis laws will have.
We are coming back to this issue seriously with facts and data in the summertime. This conversation does not end today.
Few, if any, Illinois cities have allowed on-site cannabis consumption. The council agreed to tax cannabis sales at the maximum 3%, and it rejected any type of marijuana business other than dispensaries. That means no growers, transporters, or infusers. For the lead-off, I'm Eric Stock.